Well, Mr. Baker brought something interesting back from his trip down to the Caribbean. And matter of fact, we're all going to benefit it. But particularly, those of our listeners who are blind, I think, are going to find this a very special segment of our program.
That's right. You know, I was down buying a ocean kayak, and I went into Nautical Ventures, highly recommended. I started telling them what I was going to do, and they said, oh, charter, then, you know, you're going to have a small charter operation. You got to talk to our commercial guy. So I start talking to John Grau, and come to find out, he's a Michigan guy.
Ooh, a Wolverine down there.
And an actual University of Michigan. We overlapped undergraduate 2 years. He's 2 years behind me. I should say he's 2 years ahead of me, but he's not. He's 2 years behind me. But we started talking a little bit. He bought a Hobie Cat from Mike Fortuna out at Whitmore Lake, and my brother used to work for Mike. And so then we started talking. We said, what do you like to do for fun, you know? And I said, well, I have this radio program. And he said, I do sculpture. In fact, I'm going to be doing some sculpture for the blind.
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, we've got to combine our radio program with your passion. Welcome to the show, John Grau. John, welcome to the Internet Advisor.
All right, guys. Thanks. Nice to be here.
So glad to have you on with us here on WJR Radio in Detroit. And in particular, because of your program that you just put on today with Lighthouse of Broward, which is an organization that helps with public awareness for the blind, am I right, and visually impaired?
You're exactly correct.
And tell us how you got connected with it and how you're using art with the blind.
Well, I've been making sculptures for about 20 years, and most of them, and I've done a few shows in the past, but it's not my profession, it's my avocation and my passion.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a lot of sculptures hanging around my house. And whenever I have a cocktail party or friends over, I have noticed over the years, and it's been many years, almost 20 years now, that everybody likes to touch the art. They love to touch the sculptures. And so as I thought about this and I reflected on my life, I was recalled back to when I was a wrestler in high school, and one of my best friends was blind, Paul Cipiala, who wrestled for Saginaw Arthur Hill. He was a county champion and went on to get a scholarship at Ferris State. And I started thinking about how people who are handicapped by being visually impaired or blind, how would they enjoy the world of art?
Yeah.
Whether it be a Picasso or a Renoir, how would you describe, a Jackson Pollock style of painting to somebody who'd never seen anything like that? And
sure.
I thought it would be, it's a shame that visually impaired people can't enjoy art. So I sort of, there was an epiphany that came to me that said, why don't I do an art show for the blind? And I ran it by a few of my friends, and they thought, hey, that's a good idea. And so one day I just called up Lighthouse of Broward because they're the local service provider for these people who are visually impaired here in Broward County, and they liked the idea. And basically we ran with the ball. It was about a month and a half ago I contacted them, and they do a meeting every Saturday morning for a focus group, and they said, well, come do that, and we'll invite other people too. And one thing led to another, and it grew into a nice little event this morning. It was very interesting for me to do this, I have to say.
Well, you know, it was interesting the way Foster introduced the segment, which was, you know, touch, don't look. And,
right.
You know, when you think about it, most artists don't want you to touch their art, and you do. You're willing to share this with people that otherwise couldn't experience it. I think that's wonderful.
Well, I think when you go to a museum or an art gallery, the caliber of the art that they have there and the value of it, you know, they don't want people to mess with it. But
sure.
Certainly sighted people can enjoy sculpture by not touching it. But if you're not sighted, you don't have
right,
that luxury.
Right, exactly. Cal?
And think about it. What other art form can somebody who's seeing impaired really enjoy?
Man, you're right. Exactly.
Well, I mean, music and dance and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, not but, dance, but music.
Well, they can dance, people that are...
Oh, if they...
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
true.
That's
there could be expressive art.
Cal?
The curious...
And that was one of the things we talked about at our roundtable discussion afterward is how you can make the best of what you got. And some of the things that require perseverance you can achieve. And so there was a lot of discussion about how... They asked a lot of interesting questions of me, and my response was I attempted to convey the fact that anybody can do it if they want to, given certain circumstances at hand, and that you're definitely in control of your destiny, and you can be what you want. One of the interesting questions I got, Gary, related to our conversation earlier about how many hours it takes to become an expert at something.
Right.
Remember that conversation?
Yes,
you said it took 10,000 hours to become an expert at virtually anything, right? And so they asked me how long I'd been doing this, and specifically how long did it take to build certain sculptures. And they were amazed when I told them that some of the sculptures hung around my studio for a couple of years before I deemed it sort of like at the done stage.
Done, yeah.
You know?
Interesting. Cal, you had a question for you.
I'm really curious, John. Not so much people who have lost their sight, but people who have never had sight. What sort of feedback are you getting from them when they touch your sculptures? What do they tell you about it, their reactions?
Yeah, you know, I'm still processing a lot of this information that came through my brain today. And one of the things I did ask virtually everybody who was there whether they had had sight at one point or another in their life. And based upon that piece of information, and then I asked them what they thought they were feeling, there was definitely more people who had had sight before they could describe, oh, this feels like a snake, or this feels like a bird.
They had something to relate to.
Point of reference. Yeah.
John, thank you. You know, I'm sorry, we're running out of time right now, but I want to thank you so much for what you've done for those who are visually impaired down in Broward County in Florida. John Grawis, an artist, he's opened up his art to the blind. Thank you so much for doing that and for being with us today here on the Internet Advisor.